So this is Brian, and just a couple things. We really need the supporting tabs with the budget. So at a minimum, the tab that has the fundraising schedule and shows how that adds up to the listener support line.
Yeah.
And also the cash flow tab, because money is so tight everywhere. We need to see that whatever the budget winds up being, that it has a positive cash balance every month. And of course, more supporting detail would be even better. But the other thing we need is a budget. I mean, folks, we can't afford to be paralyzed. Once the fiscal year starts, it is better to have a bad plan in place than no plan at all. Because even an unrealistic budget, after the first month, you can see you're not making it, in theory, and adjust accordingly. And if there's no benchmark to judge your performance against, then we're just completely in the dark. So, you know, I certainly don't want us to get out in front of the KPFT LSV, but you guys really have to work something out.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
No, we are not trying. We know. I mean, that is the problem, this back and forth. You just said. I said before, too, we envy when you have all those tabs and you can look for information, but we don't have the look to it. I mean, we cannot get it. We cannot get it from the national office. We cannot get it from our general manager. We cannot get it from anybody. Then it's our common sense, and we are trying to work with this. The problem, that's what I'm saying. The directive coming from the national office, from the National Finance Committee, telling every business manager and every general manager that it's not a matter of putting numbers there, that we need tabs and we need the information that supports all of this. Because if not, it's playing with numbers, have nothing to do with reality. And we are trying to get there, but like I said, today come up with something totally different, and it's not any tough. We don't have, I envy you seeing the cash flows and seeing the personnel. And I don't have even the option asking the national office, using my position as director, to request information that I don't receive. Then how can we talk about these issues if we are being totally, you know, passed over us without having any input? That is my problem, and that's why we want from the national office, from the National Finance Committee, directives that are very clear for everybody. Then everybody works with the same information.
Well, the template you have from the national office should automatically generate a cash flow projection based on the budget figures and the starting balance that your business manager puts in.
I know, but we don't have it, Brian. What we receive is once in a while, and I ask Efren for that, and I don't have it from Efren neither.
Actually, let me get back with you, Adriana, because Dwayne did give us a few weeks ago a preliminary cash flow. It was only for the first 3 months of the fiscal year, and I think they've got something else now based on this most recent budget we just got this afternoon. But also to answer Tony's question, you know, we have 7 full-time personnel and 6 part-time. One of those, I believe, is half-time, and the other 5 of them are about quarter-time. Although I think it varies some depending on when we're in fund drive and when we're not, for example.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else in KPFT? Okay, next we have WPFW. We do not have anything from WPFW yet. Nancy, can you tell us how it's coming?
Yeah, we're still working on it. So we were hoping to have something for tonight so that we could get your input. We're still working on it, and we didn't have it. Maybe it's this type of trouble that Adriana is just describing. But I've been and our general manager, our interim general manager, has been slammed with putting out one fighter after another at the station lately. But he's been having trouble getting to it. But he's working on it tonight. And but it hasn't been approved by the LFB. We're hoping to get it approved on Monday, the 21st. And I don't know if we can get anything. You wouldn't be looking at it during the week if we got it to you before then, would you, for input?
Well, we're meeting a week from today. If we have a budget by then, we can certainly give input at that meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll just keep plugging along. I had a couple questions. The budgets of KPFA and KPFK they have some things on there that I didn't see on our spreadsheets or on our templates, and there's some slight differences, and I'm wondering, is it okay for us to share the budgets from the other stations with our finance committee, just so we can see what other people are doing? And you know.
There's nothing confidential in the KPFA budget document.
Okay.
I don't know about KPFK. Michael? Well, Michael's taken off, but you could write him directly and ask.
Okay. We were wondering at our meeting if it would be, it might be helpful to have a line for sustaining memberships to just kind of follow that. I'm wondering if anybody else has a line in there. I haven't seen it in the budgets, but I'm wondering, is that something new that we would need to get a code for? Or it just seemed like it would be helpful to follow that when we, when we like promote sustainers or not, it would be helpful to kind of have a line, Barbara, to follow that.
There's no line item in our chart of accounts for sustaining memberships, at least not as separate from regular listener support.
Mm-hmm.
But if you all want to track it from month to month, I believe you can do that through MemSys reports from your membership database.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be an accounting.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Barbara?
That's what I was going to bring up, whoever's keeping track of the MemSys, through the MemSys. We get reports when we request, and it shows different types of donations, memberships, and so on. It's a good mm-hmm. analytical tool for keeping track.
And Nancy, if the person who runs your membership database needs advice on what report to run or how to run it, I think the person we have doing that here is probably the most conversant with MemSys in the network.
The business manager that you mentioned?
No, it's not our business manager. It's our database manager. And
okay.
I will email you the contact information in case you want to put them in touch.
253.
253?
Yeah.
Do you have his name?
Chris Stelick.
Okay. Great. Okay, that's really helpful. One of the things that we want to do is to talk to Efren about this template also, and so maybe we'll, yeah. Anyways, we are still working on it. I think we're getting closer to getting something. And we're planning to pass, to run it by the board on Monday for approval.
Okay. Great. Finally, we're at WBAI. Paul?
Bye.
Yes, Serene, sorry.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I was actually trying to get this in at the end of the KPFT thing. Where are we in terms of their HD bands? Are both rented, or what's the story there? Is there any income coming in from the HDs? I know, Rice used one at one point. Is that still happening?
Yeah, one of the points of a little bit of contention is how much revenue to expect next year. Rice University, I believe actually they're still paying it right now, but that's about to end. And they're not renewing, they're actually terminating the contract early, which is okay with us, because our GM wants to rent it out to somebody else and hopefully get more. but I haven't seen anything in writing to indicate how much more. He thinks he's told us there's several entities that might be interested in renting that, but I haven't seen anything in writing for how much. But Rice University got a low-power FM license, and they're planning on, you know, switching back to that, so they will not be on our HD2. So we do have our HD2 and potentially our HD3 available for rental. We have some other programming that's independent of our regular analog stream that's on our HD3 also, but it's not filled up with the whole schedule, just part of the day.
Bill, what line does that income land on?
It would be under miscellaneous, another item, other income. Yeah.
$5,599.
Got it. Thank you.
That's the description. Sorry, I'm not looking at.
It's labeled miscellaneous/other income, and it's budgeted at $37,000 versus $8,000 in the prior year.
Yeah, and just to let you know, I don't think there's anything secret about this contract anymore, but the initial contract with Rice, they gave us a big bump the first year, a big upfront payment, and then a smaller amount per month for the rest of the contract. And so the monthly amount averaging over the whole contract is quite a bit more than what we've been getting each month in the last year or two, because we got a big bunch of it in the first year.
Okay. Adriana, you wanted to jump in on that?
Yes. We were told that was finished already. We know that Rice is building, they are building their own facility. At the beginning, when we started discussing the budget, that amount there was justifiable because supposedly we will sign another contract. But then we know now that Rice is not doing it, and we don't have any explanation. This is wishful thinking. Till now, we don't have any idea that who else will sign a contract with us. We don't have any of that, and we keep asking. For some, we don't need all the specific, because if you're working on something, we understand that. But like I said, at the beginning was, oh, that is Rice. No, it's not Rice. It's everywhere. We know that that's not. And then if it's somebody else, need to be proven to us where that is happening. I mean, because that doesn't make any sense. You know, we have 8,000 during the whole year, and now they are adding the last month, 3,100 a month. I mean, this, you know, and they are wishing 37,200 by the 2016. We know that. Like the website income, same thing. 38,500. We didn't have any income before. How that, well, we have numbers when we needed to justify. We were arriving to a nice budget or trying to make a balanced budget, and suddenly now we are hit with a 10% increase in salaries. That never was there before. You can compare V8, that is the previous one, and you will see that the salaries are 10% under. You know.
And just to let you know, part of that line item is also rental of our production studio to other groups that want to use it. But that doesn't bring in as much money as the Rice contract has.
Okay, Serene?
Okay, thanks. So two things. I know we've sort of put down for the moment the whole SCA thing, and the language SCA may not really fit when you're talking the digital side dance, but it would be interesting to discuss or to hear in closed session, if necessary, what sort of money we're actually looking at for those, for the HD2 at least. And, oh shoot, there was another question. Oh, I have a question that for both T and W, where those stations have so-called tip jars on your website, what kind of money comes in through that? Oh, gosh.
I don't know. WTSW, I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I don't know. I can find out.
This is Bill. You know, most of that gets, most of it gets put in, almost all of it gets put into listener support. Most of it comes in during or just before or after fund drives, so it's associated with listener support. I don't know how much of it, I guess the rest of it should come under website income, but I'm not sure it gets reported that way. But it's been growing. The amount has been growing.
I think it would be good to check, because I know that in New York we've been talking about, you know, making it easy for people to act on that impulse to give when they hear something, not necessarily associated with a premium, but just something that's really good and they just want to express their appreciation right at that moment. So I'm hoping we can track, you know, just what money comes through that, those two mechanisms.
Right, and our online donations go that way too, so they're included in that. Like if we pitch during fund drive, you know, you can donate online or you can call in. If they go online, that's essentially going through the tip jar software.
Okay, folks, we're down to 9 minutes left in the meeting, and we've yet to discuss WBAI. So, Arpal, explain the budget you sent us, or the document you sent us.
Explain it? Good grief. All right. The document that I sent, I got last night, and I sent it to the committee before I even looked at it. So it says the original title of it wouldn't fit into Yahoo. So I changed it, but the real title is WBAI Preliminary June 2015 to September 30, 2016 Budget Template. So, it's prepared by shared business manager who's physically in Houston, Texas, and the accompanying email that I saw said that the expenses were all basically there for the general manager to fill in, and he didn't give an indication he had really done that. So, in terms of expenses, these may be placeholding things or something like that. Again, it's preliminary, and it has some strange things in it. For instance, if you look at line number 40...
Hello? It's Nancy. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble opening it. ODF, an ODS file.
Yeah. What are you using to open it?
I don't know what I should use. Excel won't open it. Excel will not open it.
Oh, Excel is supposed to open the open document spreadsheets.
What version of Excel do you have, Nancy?
2008.
There's a free program you can download called LibreOffice that will work in that format, LIBRE Office.
Yeah.
Or it'll open in Google Docs if you want to check it out online.
Oh, Google Docs. We're not in. Okay, that's... I know, I thought I'd opened it. I've seen that file before. I thought I opened it in something else.
All right. Microsoft claims they can open it.
Huh. All right. They don't play well with others. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I tried it at work today with a brand new version, and I couldn't open it either. It was Microsoft PC.
Huh.
Is everybody else able to open it?
I haven't tried.
I opened it in LibreOffice.
I opened it with LibreOffice too, and it works fine in there.
My computer is dead currently.
I just opened it.
Okay. Anyway. So we've gotten this, and the general manager is told to fill in the expenses, and he hasn't said he's done that yet. So the expenses in here, you'll notice there's a lot of green numbers on a yellow background. I suspect these are things that aren't filled in yet. But if we look at line number 40, net income loss, you'll see that it has a total that appears to be positive, for 2016 of $900,000. If you look at line 42, income surplus deficit, it's positive $873,000. These are, of course, there are, you know, there are no real expenses in there yet, but we can't go by any of that. Also, when you look at the very end of it, there's an assumptions spreadsheet at the very end, which is very different from past assumptions spreadsheets. There is a there is something in here that gives us the number of days and stuff like that, and that number is 100. Let me get to that. You add up all the days that we pitched in FY15, and it comes to 168. This is a low number. WBAI not only has its thons and its extra thons, there are also weekly pitches. There are times when we've taken 2 or 3 hours out of a day and done the pitching. And there are also fill-in times when an old pitching program gets run. And, you know, that doesn't count at 168. So it's 168 full days. WBAI is pitching much more than that in terms of the amount of time used. In terms of the rest of this stuff, I am not at all sure. I haven't been able to ask any questions yet. I am not at all sure about these income numbers. And so I have to ask people, and it's good that we have it. Of course, either the local finance committee nor the LSV has seen this yet, because I just got it last night. And so that's about it. We have this thing. There are many in the revenue. There are many zeros, and we have to, you know. So it looks like lumping is happening again, where a lot of revenue is getting lumped into listener support, which is not helpful. And so there's that. And so that's about all I can say about this thing at this time.
So. Just, Paul, I'm confused. Do you understand what the basis is for projecting that listener support will be $1 million higher in 2016?
Yeah, absolutely not. That's one of the things I'm seeing there, is that in for that August income statement from the national office, we were at $1.2 million for listener support. So that went to July 31st, and, you know, we didn't make $1 million in 2 months. So, yeah, I don't know what this is. My suspicion is that some minimal things have been done here, and a lot needs to be filled in by the general manager. He told the local finance committee that the draft FY16 budget would be done by the business manager, period. So maybe some plans are not working as some people have thought they would. We will be having a local finance committee meeting on the 24th, and I'm certain by then we'll find something out. But as of right now, I can't give answers. I can ask the general manager more questions and see if I get any answers. But the basic bottom line here is, this is what you're looking at now will probably not look like the budget we eventually deal with much at all. I mean, I don't even know what revenue parts are in there that are right.
All right. We're at a mandatory adjournment time per the agenda, unless someone wants to move to extend. Paul, I would ask that you do the same as KPFK and invite whoever's working on your budget to participate in our next call. Given WBAI's present circumstances, not having a budget and operating on autopilot when the new fiscal year starts could be a very big problem for the rest of the network.
I move to extend 10 minutes with Nancy.
Okay, we've got a motion to extend 10 minutes from Nancy. That would take two-thirds to approve. Does anyone object?
Question.
Hello? Yeah, I have to get off.
Lydia objects. Paul, can you call the roll on extending for 10 minutes?
I object.
The question for Nancy.
Sorry, motion to extend is not debatable. Paul,
not
please call.
But, excuse me?
Okay,
we're calling.
To extend the meeting.
I'm trying to find out if it's for the purpose of discussing DAI or something else.
The only thing left to extend is WBAI. We've been through every other item on our agenda.
Unless she wants to discuss something else.
Well, I do have questions about what you got from Markeisha, and you know, and how it relates to what you know. If we were to ask her to send us something, you know, or if that's the template, or I'm just kind of. Trying to figure out what's what.
All right, folks, we cannot burn time debating whether or not we are going to burn time. We're going to vote on it. R. Paul, please call the roll on a 10-minute extension.
Okay, on a 10-minute extension. Lydia Bazan.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tekert.
No.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman. Michael Novick. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
I couldn't hear that.
Yes.
That's a yes.
Tony.
Oh, Tony. Okay. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Okay, 5-4-4 against.
Motion to extend fails, and we are now adjourned. I would encourage you to follow up with each other off the call and sort out what you can one-on-one. Thank you for your time, everybody. We'll talk next week.
Good night.
Bye. Have a good evening.